4:02 on a Tuesday, and we welcome you in, keeping with the theme of things going on in the state of Iowa. This is just going to be a continuation of Monday's program. We just haven't figured out a way to give you the result of yesterday's two-hour program. It is going to be a fun one over the next 120 minutes. We've got Scott Docterman of the Athletic set to join us at 5 o'clock tonight. We'll discuss some of the things that Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta had to say in his meeting with the media yesterday, had everybody to Carver Hawkeye Arena for lunch. And then a very special guest joining us at 5:30 tonight, certainly no stranger to the airwaves here in eastern Iowa, but we are, for those of you who are unaware, the entire state of Iowa is St. Louis Battlehawks territory. We are geared up. We are excited. We are jacked. About the who are they playing again?
The Dallas Renegades.
Okay, we're taking on the Dallas Renegades this weekend in the opener for the XFL. We are jacked about it. We are embracing this. The XFL tells us that the state of Iowa is Battlehawks country. So Alex and I are on board with this. Chuck Long, going to be with us tonight at 5:30. Chuck is on the coaching staff of Jonathan Hayes, former Hawkeye great.
Quarterback's coach, offensive coordinator.
So we are going to preview the kickoff to the XFL reboot with Chuck at 5:30 tonight. And we have spent the better part of the morning, lobbying management here in the building to become the Eastern Iowa, the flagship station in Eastern Iowa, maybe even the state. Yeah. I don't know if they're anywhere else.
We're the home of the Cyclones and the Panthers. We want to be the home of the Battlehawks.
We want to be the home of the Battlehawks as well. And so we anticipate before the close of business today, we're going to get an answer one way or the other as to whether or not we're going to be the home of the Battlehawks, not just here in Eastern Iowa, but possibly the entire state. All that and Buttons is super excited because he has yet another $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, and he is going to hook somebody up with that gift card here in the first hour of tonight's show. 319-366-1600. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line. It works, unlike other things in the state of Iowa. You use the text line here. The app works. 366-1600. Love to hear from you. You can also pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is the same, 366-1600. And the website to check out to find out details on how you can get $200 just for opening a new checking account at one of First Federal's Eastern Iowa locations is firstfedcu.com/KGYM. Lots going on in the state of Iowa today. Not a whole lot sports related, but the big news in Big Ten country, at least outside the realm of presidential politics, Alex, a sudden coaching opening in the football ranks in the Big Ten.
See, Todd,
I'm shocked.
You called this.
Totally shocked.
Many times. I think we've discussed that this was a possibility.
We've been waiting for this for like 2 years, haven't we?
Yeah.
For the past to catch up with Mark D'Antonio.
Mark D'Antonio, and it looks like a couple of NCAA allegations levied against him in a deposition by a former assistant coach that could get them directly in trouble with the NCAA. Well, the whole sexual assault thing, that didn't affect their standing with the NCAA. But this thing where he possibly could have paid players' families to move, that's the one that got him. But Mark D'Antonio getting out ahead of the storm in East Lansing, very reminiscent of Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly.
And most importantly for Mark D'Antonio, getting out shortly after collecting, what was it, $4.3 million?
Correct. What, about 3 weeks ago?
Early January, I believe it was a retention bonus in his contract, one of those, and they're everywhere. If you're a high-profile coach, you sign a long-term deal. Okay, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. If you're still here, we're going to give you a nice big bonus. D'Antonio got that bonus and then steps aside. And you hit the nail on the head. All of the disgusting, seedy sexual abuse allegations and talk of rape cover-ups, NCAA's like, nah, nothing to see here. And then this comes along where you've got the former assistant who, correct me if I'm wrong, his rear end is in the jackpot here. He's trying to save his own bacon, so he's testifying.
Yeah, he's suing Mark D'Antonio right now.
And this is less than 24 hours after the lawsuit's filed. Mark D'Antonio steps down.
Retires.
Retires, steps down, how the verbiage that you want to use. And now Michigan State is, according to Adam Rittenberg of ESPN, conducting a full national search. This is not going to be a caretaker, here's the job, and you get it for a year type of thing. Mike Tressel, who is the nephew of former Ohio State, current Youngstown State AD Jim Tressel, is the interim head coach in East Lansing. I think he was one of the position coaches there.
That's interesting because Jim Tressel's also looking for a new head coach.
That's right, because Bo Pelini went to LSU to be the defensive coordinator.
Correct.
Now, for every indication is that this is going to be Luke Fickell's job to turn down.
Seems like a great fit.
The former interim head coach at Ohio State who's been at Cincinnati.
He's been at Cincinnati. He's turned that
3 or 2 years? 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years. He's turned that program completely around, and he's one of the stand-up guys in the business, so he'd sort of be the anti Mark D'Antonio in that way. He's a good guy, is what I'm saying.
319-366-1600. Is there a worse time to be taking over the Michigan State football program? It's not an attractive job right now, is it? If you were looking to make a move, it's a lateral move at best for almost everybody in a Power 5 conference.
Yes. In a Power 5 conference, yes.
I guess if you're a coordinator, there's going to be speculation about Pat Narduzzi at Pitt, but I don't see him.
Is Luke Fickell going to leave Cincinnati 2 weeks before the start of spring football? Is he going to do that?
So let's talk. Is the timing here good or bad for Michigan State?
Well, it's awful. No, it's absolutely terrible. I think that they felt that they had no other choice. I think Mark D'Antonio realizes what's going to come from this latest deposition, and to throw all of the facts in this case, the culture that has been going downhill now for the past couple of seasons, the lack of recruiting, the fact that their offense has been just pathetic, and now you're going to throw NCAA violations on top of that. It's not an attractive job. And it's February 4th, 3 weeks before the start of spring football. This could not be a worse time, but it's clear to me, based on the timing, that Mark D'Antonio realizes what's coming. And it's not going to be pretty.
1979 on the First Federal Credit Union text line wants to know whether Phil Parker is going to go home or not. If Iowa's defensive coordinator is named the next head coach at Michigan State, I will walk to East Lansing for the introductory news conference.
All right, let's mark it down right now. Walk to East Lansing for news conference.
It is still the middle
Phil
of winter,
Parker,
right? Buttons, can you
Michigan
check
State.
On
Write
the,
it down, Buttons.
Check on the future weather forecast. Look, this is inevitable, right? There's a coaching opening at Iowa, and people
successful
are talking
coordinator.
Marv Cook, get him on the. Okay, he went to school at Michigan State. I've been around Phil Parker for a really long time. I think there was an opportunity maybe a decade ago for him to pursue maybe a head coaching opportunity in the MAC, if I remember right, something like that. He has no desire, has expressed zero desire over the last, let's call it, 6 years, ever since this sort of Iowa football reboot came into existence. He likes coaching the defense. He likes being the defensive coordinator at Iowa, and there are certain guys that are really cut out to be coordinators. Most of them are guys that used to work for Bill Belichick. We found that out. Those guys are happy to be coordinators. They're not happy to be the head coaches elsewhere. 319-366-1600. So expect Luke Fickell's name to come up, and expect Pat Narduzzi to get mentions.
Billy Napier, possibly from Louisiana Lafayette, has been a name that's swirled around coaching jobs this offseason.
And I think it's
Chris Creighton from Eastern Michigan, maybe.
And that's the guy that I said last year, if the job were to come open. Although if I'm Chris Creighton, and I don't know too much about his background other than the fact he was a Drake for a little bit, if I'm Chris Creighton, I'm cooling my heels until Harbaugh gets out of Ann Arbor, because Michigan is a much better job than Michigan State. But Chris Creighton, I think, is a very good coach, and I think he would win in East Lansing. Here's the problem. East Lansing is a dumpster fire right now. You got Ryan Day in Columbus, and the hope was, hey, Urban Meyer's gone. There's going to be a step back. There's going to be a vacuum, a window, an opportunity, however you want to describe it. Ohio State's going to take a step back. Michigan's not doing anything with Harbaugh. James Franklin at Penn State, we don't know what he's doing. Okay, it's Michigan State's time to shine.
And
none of that has really come to fruition at this point.
Once those programs took a step forward, Michigan State went right back to where I think a lot of people expected Michigan State to be. Think about that period between 2009 to 2015. Everybody's down. The Blue Bloods aren't performing up to their abilities. And then all of a sudden, Urban Meyer comes in and Jim Harbaugh comes in, and Michigan State's sitting there like, what about us? We've gotten to Rose Bowls and we've won Big Ten championships. Why aren't we getting the respect? And they play this whole disrespect card, and then they went completely in the tank like most people expected them to. So at this point, it's crazy to look at that program and say, wow, how the mighty have fallen. But at the same time, I think with Mark D'Antonio, there's an understanding that you kind of ride it out until things eventually hit the fan, if you know what I mean. You knew that
until you get your $4 million
right
stick around bonus.
But you knew that some of the things that he was doing weren't exactly above board. And let's just see how long he can win. And if he's winning 10 games a year, whatever, sweep it under the rug, no big deal. But then once he's winning 3 or 4 and then 7 and then having an offense that's one of the worst in the country, and now the NCAA violations come, it just becomes too much.
Let me ask you this, and I don't expect the listening audience to have a tremendous insight into this, but draw your own conclusions. Do you folks out there listening right now think that any Big Ten football coach is shedding a tear that Mark D'Antonio is no longer in the conference? I don't know a single coach who likes him.
I would love to have Kirk Ferentz take some truth serum and then hear what his reaction to this would be.
Well, and here's the thing that's going to affect Iowa in all of this. Whatever rivalry has generated between these two schools, because there's a handful of schools that I think back to even growing up and following Iowa football for the better part of almost 40 years that I've been on this earth, Michigan State was one of those games where you just, when you saw it on the schedule, it never really did a whole lot for me. And it didn't do much until recent times, and I think Mark D'Antonio has had a lot to do with that. There's no love lost between Mark D'Antonio and Kirk Ferentz. The 2015 Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis is sort of, you know, the game to look at. Iowa and Michigan State have played some really intriguing games in the Kirk Ferentz era. And you add to that the fact that neither one of these coaches really like one another. I don't think they would say that publicly, but I think Kirk Ferentz has the same read on Mark D'Antonio that virtually every other coach in the Big Ten has. D'Antonio is not a popular guy. And I don't think the Big Ten coaches, his fraternity, are going to be shedding too many tears that he's now outside the bubble looking in. 319-366-1600, if you'd like to share your thoughts. Is there now a void in the Big Ten at Michigan State with Mark D'Antonio? Who fills that void? 319-366-1600. I'll tell you somebody who's not filling it. Matt Campbell's name should not even come up with this job, because it's so far beneath where Iowa State is at right now that it would be ridiculous for him to even have a search firm or his agent or somebody to even entertain.
Yeah, they can ask him and they'll just say no.
I mentioned last night, you know, for the better part of almost a full year, a lot of people in the state of Iowa's phones have been blowing up by unrecognizable numbers, people trying to figure out who you're going to caucus for or any of that information. Yeah, if I'm Matt Campbell and I'm looking and I see an area code from East Lansing, I'm not even answering the phone. Not interested. And that's where Michigan State's problem is going to come here. How many coaches are going to be interested in? And D'Antonio stepping down doesn't necessarily clear that program of any wrongdoing here, and anything that gets uncovered in this trial featuring the former recruiting coordinator. The allegations are so just mind-numbing here that Mark D'Antonio found work for the parents of two recruits, and he found work for them. Again, allegations. You can say anything as long as you say allegedly.
Allegedly,
right?
Yeah.
The allegations, according to the Detroit News, are that D'Antonio found work for the parents of two recruits at a business owned by a high-profile donor at Michigan State. How high-profile? The guy's name is on the football complex. If you're going to cheat, if you're going to cut corners, maybe find jobs for the parents with someone whose name isn't on your football complex. I mean, it's not rocket science, unlike other things that apparently are here in the state of Iowa. 419-319-366-1600. Let's go to the phone lines and John in Columbus Junction. John, I'm not going to lie. There's some days, my lowest days, where I really think I'm struggling doing this show, and I just picture you're the only guy out there listening. So today might be one of those days. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call as always. And yes, I am always listening. You guys were talking about who's going to come into Michigan State. I throw a name your way. Here's one for you as ties to Michigan. Steve Mariucci.
The Mooch. He's best friends with Tom Izzo. I don't know whether he's got any, and of course ties to John and Columbus Junction's San Francisco 49ers. I don't know whether Steve Mariucci has any interest in getting back into the coaching. But if they really wanted to think outside the box.
There you go.
He was at, years ago, I was at a Michigan State Iowa game, and Mariucci, I think it was when he was still coaching the Lions, maybe, was in the Izz zone. Because Tom Izzo went to college together, I think is the story. And they're really, really close friends, like blood brothers. And it's going to be Luke Fickell.
We
could sit here and we could throw out five, 10 candidates.
Ed brings up another name that's been thrown around quite a bit, Jim Leonard, defensive coordinator at Wisconsin.
What the heck is John L. Smith doing these days? Let's bring him back. That guy was... I wish I would have had a radio show when John L. Smith was the head coach in Michigan State, because that guy was out there climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, and his buttons is out there taking notes. He's trying to come up with a... He could be our John L. Smith.
I think he's actually on the phone right now negotiating with the Battlehawks
Buttons is down the hall.
Okay.
He's pressing the issue with the St. Louis Battlehawks radio deal, because I'm interested in that.
It's lucrative, right? I think it could bring all
Maybe
kinds
you
of...
and I could get some free tickets out of this if we can get them on the air here.
Sounds
with us
lucrative
at
enough to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's more convenient for you because you've got family down there. But
hey,
we're working on this.
You always have a place to stay in St. Louis, Todd.
The XFL, so I hear the pool is nice. The XFL says the entire state of Iowa is St. Louis Battlehawks country. We're going all in on this. We're going to be your home for XFL and Battlehawk coverage. Alex and I are pressing to be the radio affiliate for the Battlehawks. Jonathan Hayes is the head coach there, former Hawkeye great. Chuck Long's going to be with us at 5:30. Where are they playing again this week?
They are playing in Dallas at Globe Life Park.
Again, I'm all in on this. I've asked Alex twice now where they're playing and who they're playing.
They're playing Bob Stoops' team, and they're a touchdown underdog.
They are now at, they're a touchdown underdog at other sports books. They're only a 6.5-point underdog at the elite sports book in Riverside, because Riverside knows that this is Eastern Iowa. This is the entire state of Iowa's XFL franchise.
It's a, there's a huge regional bias here with the Battle Hawks.
Well, they're a very popular team here in the area, and they're getting a lot of support. 319-366-1600. So you have the Michigan State news today coming seemingly out of nowhere, although, again, the timing is the lawsuit has just been filed by Curtis Blackwell against Mark D'Antonio late Monday night, detailing alleged NCAA violations. And Tuesday afternoon, D'Antonio announces he's stepping down as Michigan State's head coach. And again, I don't, there may be champagne corks popping across Big Ten country, and it's not necessarily coaches celebrating the fact that they couldn't beat D'Antonio. It's coaches celebrating the fact that they don't have to have the guy around anymore. And I'm trying to think of a bigger, I'm trying to think of a coach who just rubs me the wrong way more in the Big Ten.
You know,
well,
what?
James Franklin.
James Franklin,
yeah, thank you.
Is
hey,
right there.
The
with...
text line right now, the text line, people are just reaching for their phones right now, trying to hammer out. Come on, you hate James Franklin. I don't hate. My grandmother told me many, many years ago, hate is a very strong word, so I try not to use it. I immensely dislike James Franklin, but if it were, if you were creating a dream ticket, a presidential dream ticket of unlikable Big Ten football coaches, I think you could probably, you could bicker back and forth between who'd be on the top of the ticket and who'd be on the bottom between James Franklin and, well, he's not a, Mark D'Antonio is not a Big Ten coach anymore, so it's not worth even worrying about.
They're kind of like the opposite kind of jerk, right? There's one that pretends like he's not, that preaches a bunch of things that he doesn't actually stand for. And then there's another guy who just doesn't say anything, lays quietly in the weeds, and is very shady behind the scenes. That's why I think people don't like Mark D'Antonio in the Big Ten, because he's just sort of quiet, doesn't get the headlines. He likes it that way and is the way he is without really saying much, and gets away with it, seemingly has gotten away with it for a long time just because of that.
Is life any better or worse at Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State today with D'Antonio? I don't think either one of those three are worried that a coach is going to come in and instantly turn Michigan State around. But at the same time, I don't think they were shaking in their boots playing Mark D'Antonio the last couple of years either.
Not recently.
Mark D'Antonio, who, again, as the fortunes changed in the win-loss column, seemingly bent over backwards to keep players of questionable reputation with his program because he thought they could help him win games and get to the point where he was taking home a healthy retention bonus, and now a couple weeks later, just 24 hours. It's timing. Life and everything. Jerry Jeff Walker has a song, and there's a lyric in there that says, life is attitude and timing. Well, this has very little to do with attitude and everything to do with timing, because less than 24 hours ago, his former assistant coach names him in a lawsuit, and now suddenly, you know what? I'm going to spend more time with the family.
Now we get to see the NCAA sanctions.
What's Urban doing? No, I'm kidding. I mean, you
got
to be
XFL too, is no?
You
no?
have okay. to be. I don't want to say desperate, but you got to be pretty hard up for a Division I head coaching job or a Power Five coaching job right now to take Michigan State. I'll be very interested. Luke Fickell. What if Fickell says no?
I think it's possible that he will
you
say
know
no.
What? I'd rather stay here in Cincinnati.
You got he has
Joe,
a good team
Joe
coming
Burrow's
back.
Coming, so I can watch the Bengals on Sundays. You know, coach the Bearcats on Saturday. Watch Joe Burrow on Sundays.
It's a lot
Reds
easier.
Reds are going to be good this year. You know what? Stay here in Cincinnati.
It's a lot easier to win in the AAC East than it is in the Big Ten East.
Now, what would you know about the AAC? Okay, let's go ahead and get a big board update, and then hopefully here within the next 30 minutes, we get some resolution as to whether or not we're going to be Eastern Iowa's home for our beloved St. Louis Battlehawks.
It was announced today
that is the team name, right?
Yes, it is. That Friday's Iowa Penn State wrestling duel drew the most viewers of any wrestling telecast in Big Ten network history. The nearly 343,000 viewers eclipsed the Ohio State Penn State meet from 2018 that averaged just over 309,000 viewers. Also of wrestling news, Iowa senior 174-pounder Michael Kimmer has been named the Big Ten Wrestler of the Week for his win over top-ranked Mark Hall of Penn State. The win pushed Kimmer to number one in the weight class. The NCAA Women's Selection Committee released their first top 16 of the season. The Iowa Hawkeyes currently come in at 15th. This means that if the season were to end today, Iowa would be a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament and would be hosting first and second round games. Iowa shooting guard Joe Wieskamp was named a finalist for the Jerry West Award today. The award is given annually to the best shooting guard in college basketball, and Wieskamp is one of 10 finalists. He's averaging nearly 18 points per game in Big Ten play. And of course, in Big Ten news, the story that we've been discussing for the first half hour of this show, Mark D'Antonio, the former Michigan State, now former Michigan State coach, has retired amid allegations from one of his former assistant coaches that NCAA violations had been committed by him and his program.
Blackwell's lawyers alleged D'Antonio orchestrated employment for the parents of two MSU football players with mega donor Bob Scandalaris.
His name is a great Scandal name.
His name literally has scandal in it. Bob Scandalaris, whose name is on the football facility. Also, D'Antonio allegedly had Blackwell... emphasize allegedly. D'Antonio allegedly had Blackwell accompany him on a Metro Detroit home visit of an unnamed five-star recruit when Blackwell, in his role as Director of College Advancement and Performance, wasn't authorized to conduct off-campus visits. D'Antonio said in his January 10th deposition that Blackwell never did any home visits because it would have been an NCAA violation. He quoted, "Coaches are always so strict about sticking to the NCAA rule book, especially when light has been shined on the fact that perhaps they strayed from the NCAA rule book." By the way, the text line's going nuts over the comment about coaches citing spending more time. How many times do you think the family doesn't want to spend more time around the coach? Coaches always want to spend more time around their family. How often do you think their family wants to? Okay.
You need to go back to coaching.
We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we got Woodja to get to and perhaps some news on whether or not you'll be hearing the St. Louis Battlehawks, our beloved St. Louis Battlehawks, here on the KGYM airwaves. Back with more after this.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app, too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Online sports betting is here with EliteSportsbook.com. If you are an active Riverside Casino and Golf Resort Club member, go to EliteSportsbook.com now and follow the prompts to start betting. Not a resort club member? Visit Riverside Casino to join today. Bet with Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort or online now. More ways to get in the game with EliteSportsbook.com and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
4:33, welcome back in. Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and on the new Jim OT, 107.5 FM as well. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you until 6 o'clock tonight. Scott Docterman of The Athletic set to join us in about 25 minutes. Buttons very anxious on the other side of the glass to hook somebody up with a $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. And oh, by the way, 5:30 tonight, Iowa legend and current St. Louis Battlehawks assistant coach Chuck Long joining us on the program to preview the XFL reboot, the XFL relaunching this weekend. The Battlehawks play Saturday or Sunday?
They play on Sunday. They're the nightcap.
Okay, so just to be clear, I'm so all in on this. I'm so bought in that I've asked you twice now who they're playing.
The Dallas Renegades.
I've made sure that I was referring to them by the actual team name.
Correct.
And now I just asked you what day of the week they were playing on.
Sunday at 4.
I'm so prepared for this.
We got this.
So we've been lobbying for the better part of the afternoon and morning here at the station since the XFL says that we are all of Iowa, Battlehawk territory.
They have proclaimed that for everyone to see. Iowa, Battlehawks.
We are lobbying to be the flagship station for the St. Louis Battlehawks here in eastern Iowa. And we have with us now somebody who can make that decision, who's been a part of the deliberations all day here. What is your new title now? President of Operations?
I don't think anyone really, really knows what the title is. I don't think anyone really knows what I do here.
Okay, let's call you President of Operations. Chris Jackson.
Let's go with Vice President. I don't want the President to actually get mad over that.
Vice President. Okay. The Vice President of Operations here at KGYM, Chris Jackson, is with us. Chris, you guys have been looking into this. We need a definitive answer. The people are dying. I think we've had at least two people on the text line want to know. Can we be the radio home in eastern Iowa for our beloved St. Louis Battlehawks?
You know, I have to... No, I don't have to think about it. No.
That's... Okay, that's all we needed.
I mean, let me ask you guys something. I mean, is this XFL thing really going to last? It failed the first time. Why is it going to work this time?
They're on TV.
It's a great question.
They're on TV.
Does it have a chance? Do we know whether it's going to? No. But does it have a chance? I think it has a chance.
Forgive me for having my doubts.
It's on.
No, no.
It's on
TV. I'm excited to watch it.
The doubts are there for sure.
It's on TV. It's less gimmicky this time. It's less WWE and more NFL.
Right.
And there are some guys that you'll remember, like Cardale Jones, Landry Jones.
Connor Cook.
Guys who aren't named Jones.
Yeah.
It's a little known rule in the XFL. You've got to have at least one Jones on the roster.
Every roster.
Well, Chuck, we won't tell Chuck that carrying the games here, but
I can't make that decision because we don't know what the teams are going to look like, and we're not an entire Cardinal state. No offense, Kuhn, but you know, how are we to just go ahead and adapt to what the St. Louis team is on a game we haven't even seen played yet? Talk to me after the launch.
It's a leap of faith.
I don't have that.
Actually,
we've
been discussing this all day, and we don't even know. We forgot to even look to see if they had a radio team in place. Dan Dierdorf's probably doing the radio.
No, I think he's kind of in Michigan right now.
Is he fully in Michigan?
Yeah.
Okay. While you're in here, I know we're not fully pushing 107.5 FM yet, the Jim OT, but the listeners have sort of heard us mention this. Do you care to address?
Sure, why not?
Part of
we're in the experimental process right now.
Right. So the two shows that are on, Dave and Mahoney. Mm-hmm. You know those guys.
I do.
And then Matt Perrault, pushing the odds.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, recently we had just launched 102.3. We want to give the KGYM listeners of Cedar Rapids a better, stronger listening opportunity with that frequency. And I go, well, what am I? I'm not going to have two FM frequencies for you guys in Cedar Rapids. I'm like a kid in a candy store here. When you give me a radio frequency, I want to put some fun stuff on the air and offer just some different programming that's some geared towards sports. Now with sports betting legal in Iowa, I want our listeners to be well educated on sports betting. And that's kind of what Jim OT is all about. So yes, the first couple of shows that are on the air as of this week, both actually Las Vegas shows. I'm a former Las Vegas resident. Love Las Vegas radio. I feel like we deserve some of that here. And we started with David Mahoney, which you can now hear from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Jim OT 107.5 here in Cedar Rapids. It's kind of an alternative men's lifestyle comedy-driven show. And then pushing the odds with Matt Perrault. Matt Perrault is awesome. He broadcasts his show out of the Palms Casino in Las Vegas from noon to 3 on Jim OT 107.5. And it's just a good inside look at sports betting from where the action lies in the, you know, betting capital of the world.
And so here's the important thing, because people have not been believing me when I've told them this, but if they want to hear one or the other, because we have people that say they want to hear ESPN, we have people that say, hey, Perrault's show is awesome.
Yeah.
They're both on, and you can both access. It's like going to a buffet.
Absolutely.
You just have to flip to one of our other frequencies.
You just got
to
add a new station to your preset.
We haven't taken anything away from any of the listeners, and we're not saying more about it. We're going to be adding to 107.5 FM over the coming days and weeks.
Yeah, we have a couple more shows that are in the works right now. It's just a new, exciting opportunity to check out some new stuff. So,
but we're not adding the Battle Hawks, because Alex just informed me that they're not on the radio at all. So we could have been the flagship.
We could have done this ourselves.
We could have been the flagship.
With all the work that I put in on Jim OT, I can't do anything.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, that sounds like a lot of work.
Unash is the play-by-play guy.
Yes.
Get him a color commentator.
We'll have
buttons on the board.
Buttons on it.
We can have Gabe drive up from Memphis every Saturday or Sunday. He can be the color commentator.
Ooh, I do like the idea of being able to expense trips to St. Louis.
Now we've brought nepotism. we've brought nepotism into the whole thing here as well.
He's the only. I'm trying to think of other former players or that we could, your coaches that we could get. But I'm liking this. But it sounds like way more work than it's probably worth.
So Chris, before we let you go back to vice president of operating, whatever that entails, we moved Woodja, which used to be on Thursday, to Tuesday, now with the two-hour format change. And so the Woodja today is inspired by what everybody is talking about today, and that's the fact that the caucuses last night turned out to be just a giant absolute mess. And the people of Iowa are on the defensive. We are defending the process, which I think is indefensible. And so I asked earlier today on Twitter, what is something as an Iowan that you would be willing to die on a hill for? Something that is truly Iowa. Mm. We had a lot of gas station pizza responses on Twitter.
You know, and don't get me wrong, I love the gas station pizza here. I grew up in Iowa. I love ranch on everything.
That was another suggestion of mine.
When I lived out west and when I lived down south, I was calling it pop. I was getting crucified by people around the country for that. But I'm going to stick to that, because the pop, that's right, pop, as I make my microphone pop by saying that, that I grew up on in this state was hee-haw. And I will die for hee-haw.
So that is the hill
hee-haw
of the all things Iowa, the hill that you will choose to die on. Is not that the tenderloin, the pork tenderloin sandwich is the be-all, end-all. Not that ranch belongs in everything. Not that taco pizza is delicious, and I throw that out there specifically for BJ and Marion, a transplanted.
Well, hold on a second. He's an honorary Iowan,
and the one thing that he absolutely hates about this state is our love for taco pizza.
It's so good, though.
It's delicious.
It's all about the taco. It's about the Heinz taco sauce.
It's phenomenal.
I keep Heinz taco sauce packets in my car. But
BJ in Marion, I hope you're listening.
Yeah.
It's unanimous here in the studio right now. Okay, so there you go. We wanted you to weigh in on Woodja. With being a native Iowan, what is the Iowa hill you would be willing to die on? And I don't expect anybody to say the caucuses today, but we want some fun stuff from you. 319 866-1600. The most Iowa thing that you would be willing to essentially fight to the death over. Pop is a good... Nobody had said that. Partly, but I think a lot of people that don't travel a whole lot don't realize that that's sort of a regional thing.
It's not just Iowa specific, but, you know, growing up in Iowa, that was my beverage.
Well, there are places where you, when you were in Texas, was it Coke at most places? Yeah. Where they would ask you...
No, it was all RC. No, actually, I don't really specifically remember there being one dominant soda brand in anywhere else that I lived, but I felt like for me growing up here, that was what it was all about.
Soda? What is it in St. Louis?
Soda.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. We've discovered something today, I think.
Yes, that's always what I called it. And then the both places that I went to college, most people called it pop. Iowa. It was pop.
You want to be neutral in today's world? It's soda pop, guys.
It's the best of both worlds, yeah. That's the participation trophy of pop naming right there. As an Iowan, you will pry the pork tenderloin sandwich out of my cold, clogged, most likely heart attack hands. That is the one thing that I'm going to go to battle over that. You got people that come back to this part of the country... They can't find a good tenderloin anywhere. And then we take it for granted.
It's something that I really hadn't seen many other places until I saw it a little bit.
Now
in
put
Indiana.
It on a stick and you're really cooking. Just get rid of the bun, put it on the stick.
But I'm just saying, there's nothing foods like the taco on a, pizza.
Foods on a stick. There you have it. You're gonna have other places in the Midwest that are gonna go to battle over that. Taco pizza's taken off on the text line right now. 319-366-1600.
I don't think there's much close as far as delicacies that you can get in this state.
And this state, as a native Iowan myself, and the state does feel as if it is under attack right now because of what happened last night with the caucuses. And we're being portrayed as a bunch of backwards rubes that don't know how to use smartphones or don't know how to do math. There are a lot of people, especially folks who move away from the state, who are from here, and they leave to go work elsewhere in maybe bigger cities or whatever. It's fine for us to make fun of Iowa.
Yes.
The minute that somebody does it who's not from here, it's war. And I feel like we are bracing for war today. So defend your most Iowa thing that you can think of. 319-366-1600. I got to tell you, I don't think ranch belongs on everything. I told that to a friend of mine one time, and he thought maybe I needed a DNA test or something. He thought maybe I wasn't a native Iowan.
Define everything.
I don't know, man. People just... I had never really come across it a whole lot until I was in the dorms freshman year, and they put the pump out, you know, with these, like, okay, I'm used to seeing ketchup and mustard in a pump. I was not used to seeing... Just a giant pump of ranch. Ranch on French fries. Ranch on pizza. I never in my life thought ranch was a pizza condiment until I went to the University of Iowa and saw people slathering it on everything, including pizza. 319-366-1600. Now, I did get a number of sports responses because, of course, you will always have the people who want to stick to sports, even when you're trying in vain to sprinkle a little non-sports into the discussion. The most Iowa thing that you will go to the death, fight to the death on, the hill that you will die on, the funniest one I saw today, and I think it was more than one person responded, Chad Greenway was not offsides at the Outback Bowl. And I'm thinking that's like 15 years ago and people are still fixating on Chad Greenway not being offside. And again, Field of Dreams is a good movie.
Yes,
Thank you, text line.
That is definitely an Iowa thing. If you say that Field of Dreams is a bad movie and you're from the state of Iowa, it never ends well for you.
I thought that movie was universally beloved. And then I came across some people writing about it who are not from the state of Iowa who absolutely hate that movie. And I feel it's such a part of our fabric here. I mean, Major League Baseball's building a stadium. They're spending $8 million to build a stadium at the Field of Dreams movie site in Dyersville to play one game this summer between the White Sox and the Yankees. You say something bad about Field of Dreams, they're getting you out of here, out of the state of Iowa. They will run you out of town on rails, or at least out of the state. 366-1600, what's the Iowa hill you're willing to die on?
Chain restaurants.
That's the Cedar Rapids. That's a very specific, that's a Cedar Rapids hill, I feel.
Like Trash Mountain?
Mount Trashmore.
Or Mount Trashmore, excuse me.
Get the, I'm not walking to East Lansing for Phil Parker's introductory news conference, so I will say that I'll get my steps in this year. I'll have to hike the trails of scenic, bucolic Mount Trashmore at some point when the weather warms up and gets a little bit nicer.
How did we get 17 minutes into this segment and 95-95 is the first person to say Busch Light?
That is a fantastic question.
How is that possible?
Because beer has been adopted, for better or worse.
The reason they still make that beer is because of Iowa.
Iowa fans, Iowa State fans, it's become the gold standard. And you can't have enough of it on hand, especially when you're at a bowl game, whether it's Orlando or San Antonio, or I saw some of it out in San Diego. They're judgy in California. Not as bad as it was in Los Angeles. San Diego was a little bit more laid back. But,
if somebody orders Busch Light, it's like, wait, what are
we
you
have
doing?
A fine selection of local beers. That would be the response that you were most likely to get in San Diego. No, we don't have that. We have a fine selection of local beers that just happen to cost about 2.5 times more.
Well, yeah. I mean, the local Iowa bar in San Diego is called the Ale House.
I never made it there.
Didn't think they'd have Busch Light, but maybe they put it there just for the Holiday Bowl.
I still have to write about this guy that I met in San Diego. I've been wanting to do it since I got back from the Holiday Bowl, and I keep telling myself I think it's going to be interesting, and I've got all these notes that I wrote. I was waiting. Rob Howe is going to be sitting in for me on Friday. He's going to be hosting with Alex for the full 2 hours, not just the big hour on Friday. And I was staying with Rob. Rob's name was on the reservation. Mine was not. And they would not let me check into the room for almost 5 hours. And so they were kind enough at the hotel to keep my bag for me. So they believed me that I was staying at the hotel. They'd keep my bag, but they didn't believe me to the point that they would let me check into a stranger's room. And so I had to kill time, and I did what's in my DNA. I wandered up the street to this bar, and I sat down, and I met this guy, and he would not tell me his real name. He told me his name was to call him Mustachio. And he did have a mustache, for what it's worth. And the most interesting, I think this guy was filled with interesting things. He told me that he'd been to 39 countries. He had been, 39 states, 28 countries, and had been asked not to return to 4 of them. And I'm just sitting there drinking next to this guy thinking, I've got to get this guy's story down in print, or at least on a computer screen somewhere. And I have already screwed it up because the numbers were off on that. But we'll get that figured out, and we'll figure out the Iowan things that you're willing, the hill that you're willing to die on when it comes to the state of Iowa. What are you willing to defend to people who don't understand your Iowa-ness? 319-366-1600.
This is the first time we've gotten the debate about the burrito chains.
And don't get me in trouble with the sales department. Don't make me go naming.
I think you know which one we're talking about. Ones we're talking about. But
you got to pump it up. Got to pump it up. Pump it up. By the way, Iowa's remaining basketball games, men's basketball games, they announced today are sold out for the rest of the season. So no Hawkeye basketball tickets for you. You're going to have to get them on the secondary market. That includes Saturday's home game against Fred Hoiberg and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. And what's more Iowa than hating on Nebraska? 319-366-1600. That should be a good game. It's one of the many topics we'll be hitting with Scott Docterman in just a little bit.
I feel like we're failing here. I have one.
Oh, welcome to my everyday.
Not us.
Every
just,
day.
Just collectively, I have one for you. And it for the people that want to stick to sports, you can stick to sports here. How about Kirk Ferentz?
Is Kirk Ferentz the hill that we are willing to die on?
For a lot of people, yes. I will answer that question.
You think they're willing to die on a hill for Mark D'Antonio in the state of Michigan? No. Kirk Ferentz, yes. He's one of us now, essentially.
The longevity, the amount of offers he had to go somewhere else, he stayed and has been very consistent for a very long time. And if there's anything that Iowans love, it's consistency.
7285 has one that maybe challenges consistency, waving at complete strangers as they drive by. I do it. I think most of us do here in the state of Iowa. And you do that elsewhere in different parts of the country, and they look at you like they want to call the cops. It makes people very, why is that stranger waving at me? And here, and yes, this morning, driving into work, UPS driver was driving past on the street, and I gave him you got to have your hand on the steering wheel and just give him the one or two fingers up. It's not even a full wave. That's the Iowa wave. Let's squeeze in some phone calls here. We're pretty tight. John in Marion. What's up, John?
Oh, not much, guys. What's up?
What do you got?
Well, I got how we refer to the Hy-Vee drugstore as Drugtown, or even like the U.S. Cellular Center as the Five Seasons for a lot of the people that were born, raised here, native here. How we refer to a lot of different businesses as what it originally started as.
That is something that's a particular something that you'll come across in small town Iowa. There's a bar back home that I think people still refer to it from like three names ago. And you get to a certain age dividing line and people just have no idea what you're talking about there. It's like going to Ernie's here in Cedar Rapids, right? Brian in Winthrop. What's on your mind, Brian?
I was just going to say it's completely acceptable to shovel snow in shorts.
Shoveling
that is
snow
pretty Iowan.
In shorts. I mean, as long as it's not 10 degrees or colder. If it's only in the 20s, wearing shorts, you might even get by wearing flip-flops. 319-366-1600. We need to take a timeout. When we come back, we will put the finishing touches here on hour number one and give you an opportunity to take home a $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker on the way after this.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hey, check me into Sport Clips.
Checking you into Sport Clips.
Guys, if you're looking to up your game, then it's time to check in with Sport Clips Haircuts. Think of it as the ultimate hair hack. Sport Clips Guy Smart Stylist can put your hair in a league all its own without taking too much time off the clock. Throw in the towel for our MVP experience, and you've got yourself a whole new hair game. So check in online with Sport Clips today. It's just that easy.
Todd and Alex with you on the station that will not be the home for St. Louis Battlehawks action throughout the course of the XFL season, whether or not it makes it all the way to the end or not. Because, well, as we found out tonight, they don't even have radio. We would have to be the flagship station. But we do have Chuck Long coming up with us at 5:30 tonight, the former Hawkeye great, going to give us a preview of what to expect in the XFL as it kicks off this season and this weekend. Chuck is on the coaching staff in St. Louis, and according to the league itself, the entire state of Iowa is within St. Louis Battlehawks territory. So get ready to embrace Chuck, not as a Hawkeye, but as a Battlehawk, coming up with us at 5:30. That and Scott Docterman of The Athletic set to join us in just a few minutes. But first, Buttons has been pressing me on giving away the $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in Iowa City before 5 o'clock, and we've got 50 seconds to do that. So I'm going to make his dreams come true right now. I'm going to make him happy by doing this right now. 319-366-1600, caller number 6 to that number. If you name your favorite St. Louis Battlehawk player, no. I'm kidding, Buttons. Just caller number 6. They don't have to do anything. Just be caller number 6. $50 to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. That gift card is yours. Of course, you can use it to make your Valentine's Day shopping a little bit easier. And guys, if you haven't started thinking about Valentine's Day yet, Hertine and Stocker, 101 South Dubuque Street. The Dickens family can hook you up with something very nice in your price range. It'll make your significant other's Valentine's Day tremendous. Scott Docterman of The Athletic joins us next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, Mark D'Antonio has stepped down as Michigan State football coach, citing a desire to spend more time with his family. He plans to stay with the athletic department in a role involving special projects. D'Antonio guided the Spartans through one of their most successful eras, and his successor will have his work cut out for himself, according to ESPN's Bobby Carpenter.
I think, you know, they've obviously had a little bit of a down cycle. Recruiting hasn't been quite as good. But I think coming in for the next coach, you know, 8-4 is probably where you need to be. 9-3, I think, is good. A 10-win season at Michigan State is what I think the expectation is on a high note.
Bobby Carpenter on the Will Cain Show. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel will be MSU's acting head coach. Next, part of ways with President Steve Mills. Scott Perry will continue as GM, also will oversee basketball operations. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne report that Knicks owner Jim Dolan's already considering a front office model that's working with Golden State and the Lakers in hiring a top basketball executive out of the player agent ranks.
You're dang right I was rooting against the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl because I do not want them passing the Dallas Cowboys in total Super Bowls one. Coming up Wednesday on Golic and Wingo, I give you my top 5 franchises in the NFL. Golic and Wingo, Wednesday, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust since 2004.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
Guys, when it comes to your hair and your plan to win, Sport Clips Haircuts is just the place to do it. So when you need your A game, you know where to go.
Good hair, don't care, we got it. With the slick back, buzz cut, fade automatic. Got the shampoo popping, pompadour rocking. Baby, we're styling, always no nonsense.
To cut the wait, just check in online with our app or with your smart speaker. Then let Sport Clips Guy Smart Stylist take over. Catch some sports and walk out on top.
Get your hair in the game, Sport Clips the name.
It's a Top 10 Girls Basketball Showdown this Tuesday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozer and me Tuesday at 7:20 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM as first place is on the line as Xavier meets Prairie. The 4A number 6 rated Saints and the 5A number 3 rated Hawks are two of the three teams tied at the top in the MVC Mississippi Division. That's girls MVC Basketball presented by Hills Bank. 4A number 6 Xavier and 5A number 3 Prairie. Tuesday night at 7:20 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM KGYM.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 military-friendly employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
5:03, welcome back in. Hour number two of the Todd Brumell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn about to get underway on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, 106.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, respectively, and still on 107.5 FM, the Jim OT. Check it out. Got some new programming coming your way, some even newer additions to the lineup still yet to join 107.5 FM in the coming days. More details available at our website, kgymradio.com. Buttons informs me that Evan in Tiffin is tonight's winner of the $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. If you didn't get through as caller number six, good news. We've still got three more of those $50 gift cards. We're going to give away one each day this week. Tomorrow, you will have to fight for it inside the 5 o'clock face-off. Poll question today, kgymradio.com. Of course, you knew it. It wasn't going to be anything else today. Are you excited about the debut of the XFL this weekend? Yes or no? Our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Chuck Long set to join us coming up in 25 minutes. The Hawkeye legend, a member of the St. Louis coaching staff. And Scott Docterman of The Athletic is with us. I'm not sure I know a bigger football fan on the Iowa beat than Scott. Are you looking forward to the XFL, Scott? Is there no such thing as bad football to you?
I think there is a such thing as bad football.
Is it going to be the XFL?
I don't know. I mean, I was excited about the AAF last year, and then it folded mid-season. So I don't know what we're going to see from the XFL. I'm glad that Chuck Long and Jonathan Hayes and Bob Stoops and some other people are involved in this. I think there's a place for this type of football because you just don't see a lot of development of quarterbacks, offensive linemen, heck, even officials that could really benefit from playing in the XFL and then maybe getting a chance in the NFL a couple of years later. So I'm excited for that aspect, but to sit and watch a 3.5-hour game, maybe. It depends on what else is going on.
Well, Scott, let's go ahead and start with Gary Barta's comments with the media yesterday. Touched on a number of topics, but I think the one thing that a lot of people have been looking forward to hearing from him on was the fact that he's going to be in charge of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee this upcoming season. What do you think this means for Iowa, if anything?
Every single Tuesday night, you're going to see Gary Barta's face on the television sets from, late October, early November, and through all the way into Selection Sunday, the first big Sunday in December. So he's going to have a face, to the nation, and in a very emotional situation every week. I mean, people really clamor for what's going on. And, you know, and part of me, you know, the coincidence of having him talk about college football playoff and the potential for some sort of mishap involving the Iowa Hawkeyes and then what happened last night all day today with the Iowa caucuses, you know, it was a little bit scary when you thought about it. But I don't think Gary's going to have that issue really to go off, run off the rails like the caucuses did. But I do think what it does is it puts the University of Iowa in the forefront, you know, even just being the athletic director. Now, that doesn't mean anything regarding the polls, but it will remove him a lot from Iowa. And every week he'll be on conference calls and flights to the Arlington area and to put this thing together. But I think it's a prestigious type of event. You know, Bob Bowlesby was the head of the selection committee for the NCAA basketball tournament in the early 2000s. And I think it's kind of similar to that with involving Gary Barta.
How much do you think he's going to be having conversations or at least thinks about conference imbalance as far as the scheduling goes, where you look at the Big Ten, all consistently argues we play a 9-game schedule, and then you see the SEC playing an 8-game schedule. How much do you think that may be a hot button topic for Gary Barta and the College Football Playoff Committee?
It's interesting to see what they're going to do about this because two leagues are playing one way and three others are playing a different way. And you could see, I know that was an issue with Jim Delaney big time towards the end, which wasn't necessarily who was getting in the playoff. It was the positioning of the rankings after that. I mean, Georgia was ranked higher than Ohio State the year Ohio State was 12-1 and won, you know, in Indianapolis and Georgia didn't win in the SEC and had a worse record and had a worse criteria. So I think there needs to be some sort of realignment when it comes to the criteria, and that very well could include, if not just simply the number of conference games that teams face, but certainly the Power Five opponents that they face. So I think that's going to be a discussion point. Now, asking him yesterday about that, you know, in particular for the Big Ten, are they at a disadvantage? And should they reconsider their 9-game schedule? He didn't seem to want to address that because he thought that it was good for the league. And I think there's some truth into that. But then again, I think conferences and the Big Ten at this top of the list have to decide, is it more important to get a team in the playoff? Does that mean that playing 8 Big Ten games is going to be easier path to get there? Or do you stick with 9 because you've played each other, the majority of teams anyway, have played each other for 100 years? So I think that's a Kevin Warren question. It's a big and important one. As for the playoff committee, I think until they prove that criteria matters, and I don't think it does matter, the SEC continue to win despite not playing at an uneven level compared to the Big Ten and other leagues.
Scott Docterman with us from The Athletic, who just brought up Kevin Warren, the new commissioner of the Big Ten. He made a splash a couple days ago, with this idea that everybody gets one being a free transfer, essentially. It sounds like the Big Ten is going to be the driving force behind this. I assume this proposal came up yesterday with Gary Barta.
It sure did. And last week it was Ward Manuel who said that they were all united about it, behind it. And Gary Barta reiterated that. And it makes sense now that they, if the Big Ten is pushing this kind of everybody gets a bowl again, I think it's going to happen. Now, where I think the Big Ten's probably not going to be in the right when this rule is finally revised is it has to do with the graduate transfers, that they're considering that the graduate transfer it counts as your one get-out-of-jail-free card or whatever. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that there's right now there's going to be a feeling that once you graduate, it doesn't matter that, hey, maybe you started your career at Iowa, you weren't playing, so you left after your first year and you went to Miami of Ohio, and then you get one extra year and you decide, you know what, I'm going to go play at, you know, maybe Indiana or Michigan State or someplace like that. I just don't think that there's going to be an appetite to slow that down. But that said, right now, it seems to be the Big Ten's rallied around this notion of everybody gets a ball game because there's 5 sports that aren't allowed one. to play right away. And men's basketball, women's basketball, ice hockey, baseball, and football. And I think that they're just going to go ahead and rip that barrier down because, you know, it's just too inconsistent nationally and it's too hard to enforce. And everybody's got a sob story about, you know, their grandma was sick and they wanted to move back and then they weren't able to be eligible and everybody feels bad for them. Well, I think they're tired of hearing those stories. So they're just going to go down this path.
Where does Gary Barta fall on the issue of potentially letting athletes profit off their name, image, and likeness?
I think he's for it when it comes to the theory of it. It's the application of how do you make it happen that is really, you know, that he struggles with. I think the entire country struggles with in college athletics that, you know, I know for a fact he and others do not want to see this turn into every state has a different law and try to police it differently. That's just not going to work. But you know, you said yesterday in a perfect world that they would contain it to say everybody has the right to use their name, image, and likeness and receive support from it. But the problem becomes boosters and potential recruits. And I mean, can you imagine what it'll be like with your top 40 basketball players who are one and dones anyway, or 20 who are one and dones? And then all of a sudden you're looking at, I mean, just throwing it out there, but like a Phil Knight at Oregon, you know, hey, we'll sign you to a Nike contract if you come and play at Oregon or something like that. I mean, that could really change the complexion of college sports forever. I assume that there's ways to do it. I mean, one idea that I guess I thought about is, you know, maybe making sure that you, after your second athletic season, maybe then you could be able to profit from that. But I do think that it's coming. It's just a way of how do you make it work without it just completely ruining the entire system.
Well, I mean, how much money do you think Luka Garza could make right now if this were in place?
Gosh, I mean, that's a great question. I mean, at the local or national level, I guess, you know, I always think of it more at the local level. You know, what would a A.J. Epineza, a Keith Duncan, Megan Gustafson last year, Spencer Lee, of, you know, from, you know, some sort of GameStop or something. I bet they can make, you know, several thousand dollars. But would they make millions? I don't know. I mean, what would the Zion of Williamson have made at Duke and somebody like that? I think that's where your concerns really lie. But I think, you know, beyond the football and basketball end of things, you do have to look at, you know, wrestlers. A lot of them aren't full scholarship athletes. Baseball players, what could have Jake Adams earned a few years ago? Megan Gustafson last year, you know, this is their peak of their earning potential in a lot of those sports. And you're depriving them of the opportunity to make off their name, image, and likeness. And I gathered from what Gary Barta said, I don't think there's a real opposition to that. It's just how do you apply it so it doesn't get ruined right away. And I think that's where they're struggling to figure out some sort of system that's just.
So we know where he comes down on paying athletes for their likeness. How about alcohol sales? Because that's another topic that came up yesterday. It seems, and it has seemed for a long time, like this is inevitable, yet Iowa is still sort of dragging its feet here.
Yeah, that's the way it's working right now. I talked to him on the side about alcohol sales, and he just said that he's not ready yet to make that commitment. He doesn't think they're having kind of a holistic view of it on campus. How do they make one single policy for everything, whether it's, you know, Carver, Kinnick, you know, the theater or whatever. I mean, it's just they have a lot of different things. They want to do it all similarly. And he told us all this for, you know, a couple of years that they're not going to be first, they're not going to be last. And he said, well, we're actually getting closer to last. He goes, I see it happening. It's just not going to be this year. I think it's going to happen fairly soon because now you've got two entry points into Kinnick Stadium, you know, two different luxury premium seating areas that you can have alcohol. So at some point they're going to see the revenue that can be generated from that. Same thing with Carver, although I can only imagine what alcohol would have been like Friday night with that wrestling duel. That would have been pretty explosive.
What did you make of the discussion brought up with him about the possible succession plan when Kirk Ferentz retires?
I found it really fascinating because, you know, we speculate about this weekly probably as to, you know, who's going to replace Kirk Ferentz when that day comes. Is it going to be Brian Ferentz? Are they going to look outside? And it kind of almost depends on what the result of the most recent game is before whether or not you think of it one way or the other. But in his case, he actually mentioned the fact that he is on the CFP, that it exposes him to programs all over the country, and he can evaluate. And he says he doesn't keep lists, but he consistently evaluates teams, coaches, programs. And so I think that's pretty healthy for him, that way he can kind of look around and see what might be out there. And then he was asked if whether or not he would interview a candidate, or if there would just be one simple candidate internally, which obviously that would mean Brian Ferentz. He said he anticipates they would interview, that they would follow all university processes, and he didn't think that they would have just a single candidate situation and they'd open it up. So this could be a long way off. I mean, Kirk does have a contract through 2025, but he's going to be 65 this year. Anything can happen in the future. And so you wonder, is it going to just be rubber stamp to Brian and bring in a couple of cursory candidates or ghosts from outside? So I think this is something we'll all discuss until it actually happens. But I think it's kind of good to get him on the record talking about it.
Well, no plans, at least anytime soon, for a replacement in Iowa. But what did you make of the news today that Michigan State has an opening at this point?
It was kind of, the timing of it was surprising. I kind of thought that it would happen like right after the Pinstripe Bowl. I mean, it had been trending that way. But there were some allegations that were announced today or reported today that kind of you understand the timing of it a little bit. But I still think it comes off as a surprise. A day before the second signing day, for him to step down this way, that is surprising. But I think you look at what Mark D'Antonio did. I mean, that was such an inconsistent program before he got there. They'd have a really good year, and then they'd fall down. I mean, in ways, Illinois and Michigan State were real similar that way for, 7 or 8 years there. And so for him to stabilize it, to elevate it, to put it in that kind of upper level of the Big Ten was really important. And he's, probably the greatest coach in Michigan State history. We'll see what happens with these allegations and how much it kind of somewhat taints his legacy. But I think by and large, he's going to be well regarded in East Lansing. And, I'm really fascinated to see who they hire, because that is such a meat grinder of a division. D'Antonio was able to keep it going for a little while, but they've had some significant slip-ups in the last few years, and it's going to be hard to really keep ground with Ohio State, Penn State, and Michigan. So who they hire next will be real critical for the Spartans.
And that's interesting to me, because the current state of the program isn't in the best shape after sort of the last couple of years, but isn't it going to be interesting to see what happens with the NCAA now? Because the timing of this is very strange, and it sort of signifies that something may be coming their direction from the NCAA.
Yeah, very well could. And if they do have if they have some sort of probation or beyond, I mean, that would be real impactful. But, Michigan State is kind of in a tough spot, and again, in that division, because unlike in the West, where everybody's pretty balanced, financially and otherwise, in the East, it's very imbalanced. And Michigan State has been kind of slugging uphill for quite a while. And now if you get the wrong coach, or you get a coach who's more stagnant, I mean, they're going to be closer to what Indiana and Maryland are than what they have been under D'Antonio for the most part, closer to Michigan and Penn State. So it could be a real dangerous situation, because if they get hired the wrong coach, that program could backslide very quickly and become, irrelevant, even at the Big Ten level.
Scott Docterman with us for just a few more minutes. You can read his work at theathletic.com. Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes getting ready to get back in action against Nebraska this weekend. Sold out game at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Outside of staying healthy the rest of the way, what's the best case scenario for the Hawkeyes?
I think if Iowa can get to 10 wins, it gets in the tournament. And right now it's really close to that. I mean, this has been a significant jump this year. I mean, I think this might be his best coaching job. I just think that the way they've competed, they're 7-4 now. So you get to 10 wins, I think you're in. But I think they want more than that, and they should. And really, it's the next three out of the next four games you know, it's pretty significant for Iowa. Three out of the next four are on the road. And they're against teams that aren't ranked, but they're against teams that could beat them. You know, tomorrow at Purdue, it's going to be about handling that physicality. And they're going to really bump Luka Garza underneath. They're going to try to keep him, just be physical with him on each and every possession. They're going to call some of it, but they're not going to call all of it. So Iowa's going to have to fight through that and take some good shots. And then, you know, the next week, they go to Indiana and Minnesota consecutively. And again, those are games against teams they could beat, but they're tough road spots. And so I think out of these next four, if Iowa somehow to win one of the road games and then beat Nebraska at home and go 2-2, I think you got to feel good about where they are as a program. Now, if you're looking at what they need to do in order to win the Big Ten, then obviously they need to go 3-1 or better. But right now, this is as impressive of a coaching job Fran McCaffrey's had, to have the attrition, the injuries they've had, to be able to play the kind of defense they have, and just show the mental toughness and fortitude. I think this is his best coaching job, and I think this has a chance to maybe get to that second weekend.
How big of a step was Sunday's performance for Luka Garza's National Player of the Year candidacy?
It was huge. You know, you're on a national scale right there. I mean, being able to kind of be the curtain raiser into the Super Bowl, and for him to go scoreless for, the first 15 minutes, and then, boom, he's got 11 points in, four out of five possessions. It was just amazing the way he was able to play and respond. Illinois really went at him physically, and Cockburn really attacked him. But then after that, he was able to figure out his game. He was able to go outside, shoot more threes than he normally has with nine, and just be able to beat him at a different style of play. And his versatility is impressive. And then again, beating the team that's ranked number or that was in first place by itself at home and to pull that game out, I think it says a lot. I think he's got a real chance to be, if not the player of the year, definitely a first team All-American, which we have not seen a consensus first team All-American from Iowa since 1952.
All right, Scott Dochtman of The Athletic, what can folks check out from you there if they're a subscriber?
Yeah, we've had a pretty busy week. I wrote about Y.A. Black, Iowa's latest four-star. He got bumped up from 24/7 Sports, and he's a defensive end. I went to Marshall, Minnesota a couple weeks ago to talk to him, and then after that I got tomorrow a recruiting rewind of the 2016 class that was ranked in the 40s, but in our re-rank by Max Olson, Iowa was 15th, had some great players, Noah Fant, TJ Hawkinson, and then of course, tomorrow we'll be talking to Kirk Ferentz, so we'll have a complete breakdown of what he has to say.
All right, great stuff as always, Scott. We'll see you tomorrow in Iowa City.
All right, great. Thanks so much, guys.
Scott Dochtman of The Athletic, and a lot to get into with Gary Barta and his comments yesterday, the Super Bowl kind of overshadowing the ability to get to a lot of them, but the takeaway there on what was the most interesting thing that he touched on, in your opinion, I guess would be the best way to put this, because there's a lot of meat on the bone. There's a couple different ways we can go.
I found it interesting that the Big Ten sort of became very united on the one-time transfer rule. And it's interesting to hear Gary Barta so in favor of that, and Big Ten athletic directors so in favor of that, because I don't think that you ask a lot of these guys maybe 2-3 years ago that they think that this is a great idea for college football, college basketball, or really any other sport. But now I think with Kevin Warren taking over as the commissioner of the Big Ten, and him wanting to stay to keep the Big Ten really at the forefront of a lot of these issues, it's become sort of a partisan topic for all of the athletic directors in that conference.
It'll be interesting to see. I don't see a terrible number of drawbacks there. I think Jim Harbaugh brought this up at Big Ten Media Days last summer. So give everybody one, and then you can question them and their motives and deliberate it after the one is done. If you want to go the sick grandma route or something like that, which again, the NCAA has shown absolutely no consistency on. I'm talking about Luke Ford a tight end who tried to transfer to Illinois last season, sick grandparents, NCAA having none of it. You see these quarterbacks that you know are transferring because they want playing time. Oh, yeah, no problem. So maybe this alleviates some of the issues. And I thought Scott had a really interesting point there. Gary Barta has consistently said with regard to alcohol sales to the general public, Iowa wasn't going to be first, they were going to be last. We've seen a lot of schools since he made that comment start going down that road. And as Scott mentioned, they're getting a lot closer to last than they are to first.
Yeah, it has to be almost half of Division I football or FBS football right now sells alcohol.
They're not hurting for money. They made they had a surplus of $5 million last year, so I don't think they're necessarily scraping two nickels together hoping to get a quarter out of it. But at some point in time, the people are going to start asking for it a little bit louder, and money talks. It always does. And the minute that it starts talking, Gary Barta will start listening. 319-366-1600. Continue listening, because we've got Chuck Long coming up with us in just a few minutes, the former Hawkeye standout, now a member of the coaching staff of the St. Louis Battlehawks. The XFL kicks off this season. You name me another radio station in the state of Iowa that is as excited about the return of the XFL as KGYM. You can't do it. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, but we are all in on the Battlehawks, and Chuck is going to give us a little bit of a preview of some of the new rules. I'm going to get his thoughts as a longtime football player, what he thinks of some of these XFL rules, and some of the players we're going to see in the league on ESPN and ABC. All that on the way after Alex gives you a big board update.
It was announced today that Friday's Iowa and Penn State wrestling duel drew the most viewers of any wrestling telecast in Big Ten Network history. The nearly 343,000 viewers that they average eclipsed the Ohio State-Penn State meet from 2018 that averaged just over 309,000 viewers. Also of wrestling news, Iowa senior 174-pounder Michael Kimmerer has been named Big Ten Wrestler of the Week for his win over top-ranked Mark Hall of Penn State. The win pushed Kimmerer into that number one spot. The NCAA Women's Selection Committee released their first top 16 for the season, and the Iowa Hawkeyes are currently ranked 15th. This means that if the season were to end today, Iowa would be a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament and would be hosting first and second round games. Iowa shooting guard Joe Wieskamp was named a finalist for the Jerry West Award today. That award's given to the best shooting guard in college basketball, and Wieskamp is one of 10 finalists. He's averaging nearly 18 points per game in Big Ten play, and something we've been discussing all day, news out of the Big Ten, for Michigan State. Their head football coach, Mark D'Antonio, has retired today after 13 seasons as the head coach for the Spartans. This amid some allegations coming from a former assistant coach that he may have committed some NCAA violations.
Allegedly. Getting parents jobs at a booster, a mega booster, according to the Detroit News. How mega? His name is on the football complex, the football facility.
See, this is something that I didn't even realize and is interesting. The number one name that is coming up to replace him is Luke Fickell of Cincinnati. Forgot that that's where Mark D'Antonio came from. He came from Cincinnati.
It's a small, small world. 319-366-1600. When we come back, former Hawkeye great and current St. Louis Battlehawk assistant coach Chuck Long going to be with us on the program. Stick around, more on the way after this.
Now that Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Supporting our entire workforce. Everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades. I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are motivating and engaging our people every step of the way. Blast off to the front of the field. This
is Kronos,
HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at Kronos.com/HR Swagger.
I'm on the top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. I'm on the top.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM. A walk-off home run at the plate, or walk of life from dire straits, a long run from scrimmage, or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
5:32, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Great program so far today. We're going to finish up as strong as we possibly can with our next guest. Glad to have him back on the airwaves with us. Former Hawkeye great Chuck Long getting ready for the first week with the St. Louis Battlehawks in the XFL. And Chuck, how excited are you to A, be back in coaching, and B, to get this league off the ground this week?
Well, I'm excited to be back in coaching. Of course, it's all great if the offense scores points, we win the game. You know, I'm calling the plays, so if the plays work, it's all good. If they don't work, it's not so good. That's just the way it is, right? But I'm excited about it. We are in game week mode. I'm actually right in my in our office with the office of staff, game planning and scripting as we speak.
Well, what is it like kind of calling the plays for first with a new team and now in a different league? And it's got to be kind of an interesting week for you, game planning for something, and you're with a bunch of new players and you're playing an opponent that you may not be all that familiar with.
Yeah, a bunch of new players for the first time. Then we're with an opponent, you know, playing Bob Stoops, of course, which makes it fun and interesting. And I coached with Bob for 6 years. So I have a little insight of what he likes to do, but with new players and a team you haven't really seen before, we worked against them a little bit in the preseason, but it's all brand new. You just don't know what to expect because you don't have any film to watch, really. So we'll see. I think obviously it'll get better as the year goes, but excited, but at the same time, not knowing what to expect is not a great feeling when you're a coach.
Chuck, I think one of the things that a lot of people are really interested in are some of the new rules that are going to be trotted out by the XFL. I think the NFL is going to be really watching some of these closely, especially the kickoff rule. What was your reaction in the scrimmages as you guys have tried out some of these rules? What do you like, and what do you think maybe might need a tweak or two?
Well, the kickoff is interesting to look at. I think obviously it's going to be new for everybody. It's all about safety, and they're trying to make it safer so you don't have the big knockout hits on the kickoff. So we'll see. Remains to be seen how it works and if people like it. The new rules are benefit the offense, especially in the two-minute drill. The game actually slows down in the 2 minutes instead of speeds up. In other words, it doesn't go as fast as college football or the NFL with a running clock. You could actually stop, the clock stops after every play, including inbounds plays. So the clock will stop for a little while, and then you know, you can get lined up and call the next play before the clock starts. So that's going to be different because we're all used to hurrying up. It's actually going to slow down. It's actually faster all the way up until the 2-minute drill. The game's going to be faster, and then it slows down at the end of during the 2 minutes.
It's interesting. One of the big selling points for this league is a lot of guys that play in the NFL, a lot of former college football stars, and it's sort of there's that guy now in the XFL. You guys all practice against each other. Training camp was in Houston, so you've gotten to see a lot of talent around the league. What is your impression of the overall talent in this league?
Oh, I think we're all about even. I think there are some talented guys in the league, and a lot of these guys have played in the NFL or been on a practice squad, et cetera, and some has actually some time in the NFL. And then you have the guys that have just been just right underneath the NFL that's currently there. And then some of these guys just need a break. They haven't had enough film. This is your resume is your film when you're a ball player. And so some of these guys, if they get on film and do well, they'll have a chance at the next level. So there's a whole mixed bag between those three or four things. But there is some talent in this league. I believe the fans are going to see that.
Well, Chuck, before we let you go, you're not the only former Hawkeye on the staff in St. Louis. Jonathan Hayes is the head coach there. I know you've known him for a very long time, former NFL player as well with the Kansas City Chiefs. How is Coach Hayes doing these days? And I imagine he's probably pretty happy with the result of the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Well, I have to say he's doing well because he's my boss. He's the head coach. So, it's good to work with him. Because, again, we work together at Oklahoma. We know each other very well. We know how we work together. And that's obviously a big reason why he called me up. But I'm blessed and happy to be on a staff. We've got a really good working staff with a lot of good chemistry and experience. I think there's 9 guys that he's hired on his staff that have had NFL experience, either as a player and or coach. So he's really put together a good staff. He was really diligent about that, and researched it, and I believe that's going to help. It really helped me because I haven't coached in professional football before, and with these guys on staff that have, it's been a real help for me in how things get done. Because the pro game's a little bit different than the college game in terms of prepping and game planning, and that's been good for me.
Chuck Long joining us from the War Room in St. Louis, gearing up for
the
launch of the XFL this week. We won't take any more of your time, Chuck. We always appreciate checking in with you, and we'll be following along Sunday. This should be fascinating. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, tune in and stay tuned in. It's up to you guys to watch it so we keep the league alive. So that'd be good.
All right, Chuck Long with us. Going to be calling plays for the St. Louis Battlehawks, a 6.5-point underdog. You can get it at 7 somewhere if you shop around. For those of you who just absolutely love the fact that we're openly talking about gambling now that the state of Iowa has legalized it.
And if we're talking about the Battlehawks and the Dallas Renegades, we're going to play that game of remember that guy.
Let's remember some guys.
Starting running back for the St. Louis Battlehawks, none other than Christine Michael. Former Texas A&M star and Seattle Seahawks.
He was a fantasy football darling for about half a season a couple years ago, right?
Yes, he was. At the wide receiver position.
I remember that guy.
Remember, DeMorne Pearsonell.
I remember.
Former punt returner for the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
I remember that guy. He killed Iowa.
Yeah.
The last time Nebraska had any success against the Hawkeyes, it was because of DeMorne Pearsonell. Remember that guy?
Also at wide receiver, remember former Michigan State wide receiver Keith Mumphrey, who also had his fair amount of success against the Hawkeyes.
You remember that guy? 319-366-1600.
Starting at guard for the Battlehawks, remember Jake Campos, former Iowa State left tackle.
Now, I think there are one or two other Iowa State players in the league, and then James Butler, who spent some time at Iowa, I know is in the league as well, but there's not a whole lot of Iowa flavor, and
no,
I say
not.
Iowa, I'm talking state of Iowa flavor to the XFL.
I'm looking at the Dallas Renegades.
You're trying to remember some more guys.
Flynn Nagel, former Northwestern wide receiver. Cameron Artis Payne playing running back. Landry Jones is the starting quarterback, but Eric Dungy and Philip Nelson, former Minnesota quarterback, on the roster. And
is he the guy that got in the bar fight and got kicked off the team? Or
Philip Nelson? I'm not sure. I don't want to pin that on him.
Yeah,
if
let's
he didn't.
Not. We got to say allegedly. We got to go. The Mark. We're inducing the Mark D'Antonio rule here. Allegedly. How about that, Chuck? Joining us from the room. Yeah, guys. Well, Button says, hey, he's only got a couple minutes. And I'm thinking, okay, something must have come up. Yeah, this is one of the things that the league has said, you're going to get more access. And
there we got a preview into it.
We got a great preview of that there. And they're talking about taking guys right as they come off the field, a quarterback after throwing a big interception or after throwing a big touchdown, just grabbing them. Sideline reporter, getting instant. There's no way that this backfires. I hope the delay is on. Otherwise, the FCC could be cashing checks. Doing the same thing with head coaching. I mean, head coaches, you see coaches go into the locker room at halftime. Boring, standard stuff. They're going to be talking to the coaches during the broadcast. It's going to have a very MLB
about that.
An MLB All-Star game feel to it.
I'm not a huge fan of those interviews.
But isn't, as a sports fan, regardless of the sport, don't we want a little more access and a little more insight? Don't we want to feel like we're inside the team?
I guess so. But like you said, there are FCC rules that need to be followed.
I'm still shocked that Bob Stoops signed up for this. Because when he was at Fry Fest 2 years ago and he had that scraggly looking, I'm retired and I just don't give a damn anymore beard, I thought, there is no way that guy is. Now, this is maybe much less stressful than being a college coach or being an NFL coach. But I don't think any of these guys are half, I don't want to say another borderline swear word because the first thing my son will say tonight when I walk in the door is I need soap in my mouth. We're at that stage right now. So I don't think these guys are giving half effort. I'll clean it up. How about that? I mean, this is Bob Stoops. This is his legacy tied to this.
I think it's inherently less stressful. The legacy, I don't know. Steve Spurrier signed on with the AAF. I don't think he really, at that point, cared about his legacy.
He might be the one guy in America right now who just doesn't care about his legacy.
Yeah, but he had the best team in the league. He's like, hey, yeah, well, we won the championship, even though there wasn't a championship.
And there was all, am I reading into this, was there not a tinge of sadness in Chuck's face? He's like, hey, you guys are going to have to watch. It's up to you to watch the league.
So it doesn't fold.
So I can get it's up to you to watch the league so that I can get a paycheck. Well, there it is. It's up to us. So I'm calling on everybody in Eastern Iowa. If we cannot be the flagship for the St. Louis Battlehawks because the league says, the XFL, Vince McMahon, says that the entire state of Iowa is Battlehawk territory. That's our home team, so to speak. Chuck Long says it's on us. And when a former Hawkeye asks you to do something, by God, you do it. So you're going to be watching. When is it, Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday at 3.
Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Or 4. 4, excuse me.
Sunday at 4 o'clock as they battle the Dallas Renegades. Houston has a team.
The Roughnecks?
Roughnecks. And I keep getting Houston and Dallas confused. This is Bob Stoops' team. They're a 6.5-point favorite at the Elite Sports Book in Riverside. Yes, you can get some sweet, sweet action down on week one of the XFL. Big thank you to Chuck for taking the time to join us tonight. 5:45, we're going to step aside and take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll put the finishing touches on today's show and let you know what to look forward to tomorrow, not only on our show, but local programming returns with the Gym Class. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes hit the airwaves tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll let you know what to expect from them as well after this.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Start your next project today and save with 11% off everything. Now at Menards. Stop into Menards Plumbing Department and give your bathroom an update with Mansfield. Right now, save on the Denali Tall Elongated Toilet. It comes complete with everything you need. Pick it up today for just $203.81 after 11% off. Sale prices are good through Saturday, February 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some SEP.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who's the greatest of all time? For my money, it's Progressive's home and auto bundle. It literally saves you money. Gentlemen, your thoughts?
Look, it's simple.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Add up all the heroes, take away the zeros, and what you got? One big trophy and me saying, I told you so.
I disagree.
Thanks, fellas. Took the words right out of my mouth.
There's really no debate. Progressive's home and auto bundle is a winning combination. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At AutoZone, we've got great deals for you to get more out of your ride. Right now, buy one bottle of Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. And if you're dealing with a pesky check engine light, check out our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help you troubleshoot the likely issue and drive with peace of mind. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
And speaking of the gym class, tune in tomorrow on Wednesday, and you can hear the stylings of one Mark Ironside. I'm going to be chatting Hawkeye Wrestling and more with you, brought to you by the Kirk Gustafson Agency, American Family Insurance. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes returning to the airwaves at 3 o'clock tomorrow. As for this program, well, we're going to take a look back on signing day, the late signing period. Kirk Ferentz is expected to discuss things with the media tomorrow, so we'll cover things from an Iowa State and UNI perspective, at least what we know publicly from those schools as far as any additions to the recruiting classes of Ferentz, Matt Campbell, and Mark Farley. Iowa is on the road at Purdue, a little men's basketball to preview, Iowa State, and a whole lot more also on the program tomorrow. Another opportunity for you to take home a $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, hoping to make your Valentine's Day shopping a little bit easier this February 14th. $50 can go a long way there at Hurteen and Stocker. 319-366-1600 again is the text line. A big thank you to First Federal Credit Union, our text line sponsor. Lots of action tonight, especially in the first hour of the program. The news of the day in the Big Ten, Mark D'Antonio out at Michigan State, stepping down less than 24 hours after a former assistant named and made several allegations with regard to possible NCAA recruiting violations in a lawsuit. The question, and we'll probably know more about this tomorrow, is how does this affect Michigan State and whether or not it's going to affect the folks who are looking at the job? It still sounds like this is Luke Fickell's to turn down.
Yeah, I think that the point that Scott Dochterman, The Athletic, made is a really important one. This is a football program that has the danger of falling into anonymity. Mark D'Antonio did some really unprecedented things at Michigan State.
Good and bad.
Good and bad.
As we now know on the record.
Results-wise, very good. It may be better than any coach that they've had. And the amount of Rose Bowls they went to, the Big Ten Championships, a college football playoff appearance in 2015. If they don't hire the right guy, you could see that program slipping down into that Indiana-type range. And that's why this is a crucial time for Michigan State to hire the right football coach. They have to get this one right.
A little bit of football news before we part ways with you here on a Tuesday night. Former Hawkeye standout Carl Davis he's a free agent in March. And any team that's looking to sign him is not going to get him for the full season. Carl Davis suspended 4 games by the NFL for violating the league's performance-enhancing substance policy. And that's unfortunate news there for the former third-round pick of the Ravens. I think he was in was he with the Browns last year?
He was.
For a little bit, right?
He was.
So you're a free agent, but you're going to be on the sideline for the first 4 games next season with any team that signs you. Carl Davis, a 4-game suspension for violating the league's performance-enhancing drug policy. On behalf of everybody here at KGYM, we had a lot of voices on the air with us here today, including our boss, Chris Jackson. Buttons on the other side of the glass. We will be back with you tomorrow. Going to be a great show. Join us on Eastern Iowa's Home for ESPN Radio.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. At AutoZone, we've got great deals for you to get more out of your ride. Right now, buy one bottle of Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. And if you're dealing with a pesky check engine light, check out our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help you troubleshoot the likely issue and drive with peace of mind. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Restrictions apply.
AutoZone. Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow to help you sleep deeper. During our President's Day event, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic. Now ranked number one in customer satisfaction with retail mattresses by J.D. Power. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices.